Back when I was a first-year medical student, I had to have major surgery. Two resident physicians took care of me and spent the exact same amount of time with me. One, however, drummed his fingers, looked at the clock, and couldn't wait to get out of the room. The other looked me in the eye, found some commonalities in geography and people, and engaged me in conversation. Now, which physician would you rather have in charge of your care? I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine, and today we're talking about the human being on the other end of the stethoscope. You're a patient. You go to a doctor wanting to be healed. You're in a vulnerable state. But there are two people in this interaction. How important is your doctor's emotional health to your health? I recently had an opportunity to talk about this subject with Dr. Danielle Ofri, who has written extensively about medical stories and the physician-patient relationship. Now she has written a book on the emotional life of physicians.
And I like to make the analogy, if you were to type in your symptoms to a computer, you could probably generate a fairly accurate diagnosis, but you probably wouldn't feel taken care of or healed, even though you might have the right diagnosis and treatment. And I think that's the response for most of us. We'd much rather be taken care of by a human being, and the difference is everything else beside the rational knowledge.
Dr. Ofri says that it's important to keep in mind that your physician is a human being. She or he has an emotional life of their own, and this can impact upon their treatment of you.
A good example is a doctor who's experienced a lawsuit, and that can be very painful emotionally. Doctors feel very hurt. They may feel guilty. They may feel like the patient didn't trust them, and it really changes how they practice medicine. Many doctors are afraid to invest with a new patient. They may not want to take on patients who seem, or they might sue or have highly complicated cases. The doctors may defensively overorder lots of tests, which can, as we know, damage our patients. And if they're not able to somehow, deal with the feelings that they're bottling inside, this can really permeate many, many layers of future patients.
For most of us, our medical interactions are straightforward and businesslike. But sometimes just a few minutes can make a huge difference in our perception of the experience. Dr. Ofri says it worked for her.
When I had my third child, I was on sabbatical in Costa Rica. And it was at first a little unnerving to have a medical procedure in a foreign country where I only spoke partly way Spanish. But I remember that my doctors, after the delivery, in America, I remember the doctors, they disappear and they're gone and the nurses then are with you. But my doctor and my anesthesiologist, they stuck around for about 20 or 30 minutes. And I remember asking them, why are you still here? I said, this is the fun part. We get to be with you and the new baby. And I remember feeling so well cared for. Even though they weren't doing anything medical, I knew they were there.
The bottom line, when you see a medical professional, while you are and should be the focus of the experience, it's good to keep in mind that there are two human beings in that room. Treatment can sometimes be one-sided. True care is an interaction between two human beings.
And emotions are like a continuous baseline running through every human interaction, and to deny they exist is to really be short-sighted.
With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.